Sagt der Helgemisch, der weite Masecht ist Schwiees, Perik Ches, Mishnah Hey. Ein Neusnim, you cannot give money that has the Kiddush of Shemitah on it, loy levayr, not to a person who digs pits for water. He supplies the water for various different purposes that the town needs. To wash themselves in, wash their clothes. In other words, he's not giving them water to drink. He's giving them water to bathe or to wash their clothes. Even if he's providing water for their behemoths to drink, you can't pay him with money that has the Kiddush of Shemitah on it. You can't do anything with the money that has the Kiddush of Shemitah on it that you couldn't do with the payers of Shemitah themselves. And what could you do with payers of Shemitah themselves? So we already learned. Either eating, either drinking, or rubbing it into your skin if it's the type of payri that's the normal thing to do, but not for other purposes. So again, a noisim you cannot give. Money that has the Kiddush of Shemitah on a Leila Vayir, not to someone who digs pits to provide water for bathing or washing. Leila Valon. Valon is the man who warms up the bathhouse. So in other words, if you would give him money, you're paying him to provide you with the hot water for bathing. Again, it's not one of the things you can do with Shemitah Peiris, and therefore you cannot do it with the money for Shemitah. Vaitra says the mission of Leila Sapar. Can't give it to a barber for a haircut. Once again, what can you use Peri Shemitah for? Eating, drinking, or smearing into your skin when it's the normal thing to do with that kind of a Peri. Veloy Sapa can't pay with Tmei Shvius for a trip on a ship. Chiddush being the Mefarshim say, even if you need to get to the other side of the river to get your food. Avul but, Noisinu, you can give money with the Kiddush of Shemitah on it. Levayar. To the same person who's digging water, digging pits for water, but he doesn't provide the water for bathing or washing clothes. He provides the water lishtas to drink. Ah, so just like you can use Peri Shemitah to buy drink, you can use the money that has Kedusha Shemitah to buy the water to drink as well. However, Ula Kulan, for all of these people, the well digger, the bathhouse warmer, the barber, the man who has the ship. Ulakulon hu noisein matnas china. You can say, here, I'm giving you a gift, I'm giving you this money. Even though you know that because of this gift, he's not going to ask you to pay him when he does the work. But as long as officially you're giving him a gift, it's okay. Now, let's say I have to get from one side of the river to the other. And I give the ship captain, Nichves, the owner of the ship, a present. Then I get onto a ship, he doesn't charge me, so we're saying that's okay. I give him a present, he gave me a present. Even though this is called a harama, harama means like I'm trying to be smart, I mean, but there are times that for whatever reason Chazal allow this. Where there would be a machloikis is, let's say, I get onto the ship and he takes me from one side of the river to the other. And I say, here's a present. Some say, now you're paying up a chayv that you can't do. Some say that even after he already performed the service, whether it's the ship captain or the barber, as long as he's using the term present, there are those that say that it's okay. Another interesting halacha. Let's say I was over the Isser. I paid the barber to cut my hair. It was Erev Shvius. I was in a rush. And in a chap, I paid him with Peiris Shvius. What can I do now? The answer is, I have to take Peiris Chulin, that are not Peiris Shemitah, and whatever the value is of that money, I have to eat those Peiris with the Kiddush of Shemitah, with all the Halachas of Shemitah. We're going to see more about that later, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, in Mishnah Ches.